know what? I'll just open it up to questions.
Kevin, would you mind if it's possible a short sort of answer on
what why are you trying to say I have
well,
too long
I mean, the question's
answers?
Kind of, the question's kind of broad. I mean,
okay.
We haven't really heard from you in the last while. Your team has been through an awful lot in the last 3 to 4 weeks. Emotions and games and community craziness and support.
Sure.
Can you just describe a little bit of your last 3 weeks and all the peaks and valleys that have presented themselves to you? I think a lot of folks would like to hear how it's been for you.
Well, it's probably been a lot like them. It's been a real exciting time. You know, again, since from the day, obviously, that the trade deadline, you know, happens, you kind of take a little bit of a back seat to anything that can be done moving forward. You know, your roster's set. You know, for me personally, you start focusing a little more on the future side of things and scouting, and you kind of sit back and enjoy what was, you know, we were hoping would be a real good ride. The anticipation of the fight and the battle to make the playoffs, I think, was you know, was interesting at times. I think there was emotions that ran both ways. You know, some days you think, you know, yeah, this is going to happen for sure, and then some days you go, geez, I sure hope it happens. You know, so you know, again, but you know, in summary, just real proud, like real proud of that group for what, you know, to the point that they took it. And then, you know, obviously there's a sense of emptiness here as well, sitting here today as well, talking to most of the guys. I haven't gotten through, you know, all of them yet. But again, it's you fight so hard to get that opportunity to play and in the playoffs. And it just makes you that much more appreciative of how hard it is to get there. And then, you know, what it's going to take for us to continue to take the next steps in the organization.
I know you can't talk too much about pending free agents,
yeah.
But considering what this team did, how close they are, how much of this team are you, or where are you most comfortable with how much of this team you keep together going forward?
Well, I like the group, and I think the group likes each other. So, you know, we're going to do our best to, you know, we have to sit back. We've got to finish the meetings with the players. I got to get through the meetings with the coaching staff and, you know, the different things, you know, certainly meet with ownership and discuss everything, you know, that is entailed. But that being said, you know, you know, I like those guys. I like the group in there. And I think that, you know, if we can keep as much of it together as we can, I think that's good. I think there obviously is going to be some change. That's inevitable, just given the amount of players and the transitions that we made. Plus, we have some, you know, some guys in the organization that could be knocking on the door. But you know, to sit here and put a number of who and what, you know, yet there's still a lot of work that goes in. But again, I like the group, and I think that you know, if we can keep a good portion of it together, you know, that's important.
You talked about guys knocking on the door. I know you're a big believer in the draft and develop model, and I know every year is different. But can you give me like a, I don't know, an average or something like that of what you would like to see in the perfect world? How many guys, young guys, or you're bringing into the lineup per year?
You know, there really isn't a set, you know, determined amount. I think players make those choices for you in a lot of respects. You know, Adam Lowry is the perfect example of a player like that standing here last year at this time. You know, and obviously they were going on a big playoff run. You know, you still don't know, you know, what's going to be in store. The summer, the work that they put in the summer, the preparations that they make for training camp, and then the impressions that they make in training camp as young players are very important. And it's the same message still that we imparted on some of these guys that we've had the opportunity to talk to already. It's like, you know, you're going to find pretty quickly in this game that getting to the National Hockey League might be the easiest part of your career. Staying in the National Hockey League and taking the next steps into being the player that either we think you can be or you think you can be are, you know, really the critical ones. And until you get to have those experiences, until you get to feel the, I guess, the elation and the frustration, you know, it's all just in your mind at that point in time. And, you know, it's like someone asked me at one point, they said, you know, what's it going to be like when, you know, once we made the playoffs, what's it going to be like seeing the, you know, the whiteout and the fan emotion? I said, you know what, I'll tell you when I get there, because, you know, you hear all those stories, and until you experience it for yourself, until you, you know, can be a player that, you know, has to fight his way through beating out veterans or beating out other young players. You know, those are the experiences that you get. Until you're a team that, you know, earns the right to get to the playoffs and then goes through those battles to try and get through the next round, you have to experience it for yourself.
You hear about the playoffs being a learning experience. From what you saw in that series, what did you learn this team now needs to compete at that next level?
Well, I think, you know, again, you bank on the players, you know, that are here, that they're going to continue to grow. We have a young, we have a young enough leadership core that, you know, there's still room for them to grow in their game and their leadership in that room. You know, we do have some young players that pitted up against, you know, some experienced guys that had gone through those battles before. They're going to grow from that. They're going to learn, you know, the positives and the negatives that were, you know, both in their own game, but, you know, in the team game. And again, you know, we've got a great leader in that room in Paul Maurice as the coach. And, you know, those guys are going to continue to, you know, to teach and to help, you know, the players, you know, take that next step. But, you know, to a man, you know, again, we talked to, you know, the guys that I have seen, you know, they appreciate what it takes, you know, to get there. And it's not so much the number of points. Like, obviously, 99 points this year was a real accomplishment. But, you know, down the stretch, just knowing how close, you know, it is and how important it is. I think, you know, again, you want them to learn those lessons along the way, that it is the marathon of the season that ultimately gets you there in the end, and that's important. But you've got to be obviously ready to take your game to the next level when you get that opportunity to run in the playoffs. And nothing's ever guaranteed in this game. You know, you get an opportunity to reinvent yourself every day, and that's important.
With your free agents and maybe some possible free agents in the summer, what's your sales pitch to them as to why this is a good place to be?
Well, I think, you know, again, the sales pitch probably got a lot easier in a lot of respects. You know, seeing we talk about the atmosphere, we talk about the passion, but there's no better, there's no better sales pitch than what we just went through with, you know, with those two playoff home games. You know, so certainly, you know, the community came through, you know, in the best fashion possible. But, you know, again, just talking to the group as a whole and individually, the guys enjoy, you know, what we have going on here. They enjoy the dressing room. They enjoy, you know, the, you know, playing for Paul. They enjoy, you know, the fact that, you know, we have a capacity to get better. We're not a team that is in its cycle that, you know, that's on the down. We're a team that's in its cycle that's on the way up. And, you know, I think they're excited to be a part of it, as opposed to just being a part of the National Hockey League and being an NHL player. I think they, you know, the players feel that they can make a difference and that they are the ones that are making a difference. And when we bring a player into the group and having them, with all the trades that we made and having them accepted the way that, you know, that they were, it speaks volumes to, you know, the type of family that we have, you know, within this organization.
Kevin, a year ago, this time you stood up there and expressed your faith, pretty strong statements about Andre Pavlik being your number one goalie. Today, and actually you said you and your coach would help the team play better, help him, and he would help you. Today he stood here and said to us how important that was for him a year ago at this time, and it was a big factor in how he got through his season and was such a factor for you. Do you feel vindicated's not the right word, but do you feel good about the faith you expressed, and would you care to reaffirm that today?
Well, you know, again, like, you know, Andre, Andre played through some difficult circumstances this year, you know, in some situations. But, you know, pro athletes have to learn how to handle those kind of adversities. And again, that's all part of experience, and that's all part of his growth, you know, as an individual, you know, from a personal standpoint, and his growth as a professional, as a hockey player. And we don't think Andre has reached his, you know, his capacity yet. We think there's still, you know, room for him to continue to grow. And we're excited to have him as our number one goalie in the organization. we're really excited to have Hutch as a guy that can push and continue to do the things that he's done. It's really remarkable, what he has accomplished as well. And as a group, I think the strength together had, certainly helped us get to the point that we're at. It's not just about Andre being the number one goalie. It's about again, you really look back at why we were, part of a reason why we were able to accomplish what we were is the strength that both of them had. And again, goalie is a tough position in the sense that, you have to have a little bit of selfishness because you want, there's only one of them out there all the time and you want to be the guy. But yet, you have to preach team and you have to know that the ultimate success of the team is not just going to become, because you play 80 games. You have to have someone else that, that can play and you have to be able to coexist. So, real excited with the goaltending opportunities for us moving forward.
Kevin, free agency in the draft and everything, and who knows what prospects will make the team and what won't. But you also have some contracts coming up like Andrew Ladd, Dustin Byfuglien. Paul Murray spoke strongly about Byfuglien and his role on this team. What, are you thinking about re-signing either of those two, or what's the process for those guys who have a year left but still contracts will be expiring?
On the business side of this game never stops. Like there's always something next. There's always something that's a deadline orientated, and obviously when you have contracts and free agency and the such, you're making decisions now that impact many years to come. So there's lots of discussion going on behind the scenes within our organization. The salary cap is always a moving target in this league, and I think I keep on talking about it every year at the end of the year. Like, it doesn't get set until only days before free agency, and that has such a ripple effect throughout the league as far as what you can do, can't do, what levels of contracts. But particularly in those two guys' situations, they're a big part of our team. They're a big part of our leadership group. They've been a part of this group since it's obviously moved here to Winnipeg, and I would hope and I'll do my best to continue to have them as a big part of our team for many years to come. I spoke at the onset when we asked about some of the RFAs and UFAs. I like the group. I like I like the core. I like the some of the prospects of the youth that's coming. We're certainly we still need to draft well, we need to develop well, but we're getting an opportunity now to try and keep some guys together that we can have some of the young guys that have to come in and really push someone out of a job as opposed to try and force a young guy into a situation or force ourselves to really look outside the organization to try and get other people. And we were very fortunate to be able to pick up Matty Perreault in free agency last year. So there are, there are opportunities, but I want to try and do my best to take care of the guys at home here first and see if that can really help us, continue to take the steps beyond the ones that we took this year.
Again, all the question marks. It's just the end of the season of who wants to come back, who won't. But what do you feel, having seen what you've saw, what you need going into next year?
Well, again, I think that we're a team, that has created, a good feeling amongst ourselves and a good identity amongst ourselves, amongst the rest of the league, and that, we're big, we're fast, we'll play physical, and I want to continue that trend. I think it's something that, is important. If you look at, some of the young prospects we have some good young skill, some good quickness. So those are things that maybe are on the horizon. But again, you want to continue to grow in the things that you're strong in, and find things that you can help. And I think that again, we had good chemistry down the stretch here. But if we can continue to get obviously bigger, stronger, faster, that's great. But I think we learned a little bit in the just the brief conversations that I had with the coaching staff post series here is that. There's a quickness element that goes with confidence. I think that if we can become a quicker team and understanding what we want to do, a quicker team in making our decisions, along with being a fast team, I think those are things that we continue to evolve on. But again, it's we accomplished some things that we set out to do. I think we cut down on the number of goals against and the different things like that. I think that you need to be successful. I still like I still like an offensive game. I think that, you know, if we can find a way to continue to increase that, I think the level of enjoyment from a fan standpoint will be even that much more enhanced. But, you know, it's there'll be some time for some reflection here that we really haven't had an opportunity to fully digest yet.
How surprised are you were swept?
Well, you know, again, it's never the way you want it to happen. You know, that's for sure. You try to draw upon some of your experiences that you had in the past. And, you know, when I was with the Blackhawks, we managed to sweep a series on the way to the Stanley Cup that we never thought that we were going to. But, and I know from that standpoint, you know, when we felt on that side of it, we didn't feel it was a sweep in the sense that, you know, a lot of those games were close and could have gone either way in that series. You know, again, it's whether we had won one or won two, ultimately you want to win them all. You want to move on. So, you know, the disappointment level of not being able to continue, you know, from 16 to 8 to 4 to 2 to 1, that's, you know, certainly disappointing. But, you know, again, you know, the opportunity to win a game would have been, you know, it was there, and it would have been nice to have that, you know, to move forward. But I think you have to try and look at those experiences and again grow from it. And it hurts. It hurts not to get knocked out of the playoffs after, you know, putting the efforts that those guys put in. But again, you know, sometimes seeing the disappointment in those guys' eyes, seeing the elation when we made the playoffs was important. Seeing how hard it hits home when, you know, you're done, that's important as well. So 4 was tough. 6 would have been tough. 7, you know, we'd have been sitting here, you'd have been asking me the question, you know, what's it like to lose a game 7? There's going to be a point in time here when you're going to ask me, what was it like to sweep? What was it like to win in 6? And what was it like to win in 7? And, you know, those will be the times that hopefully I'll say, you know, again, looking into the players' eyes, the satisfaction was there. But, you know, it's not there today.
And over the last 3-4 years, you've said a few times that the plan isn't to get into the playoffs once. It's to get into a position where you're in the playoffs all the time, or at least competing for it. Are you there?
Well, you know, absolutely, in the sense that we're that is our, you know, mandate. You know, again, you when you put the season to bed, you know, you go through all those iterations and you start planning for next year. And we said at the onset of this training camp we needed to earn the opportunity. You can't want to get in the playoffs. You can't expect to get in the playoffs. You can't demand it. You have to earn it. And that'll be the same process next year. You start out the 82 game slate on an even page as the rest of them, and it's about earning it along the way. And you know, again, I think that I like this group, and I think they have the capacity to continue to earn it, you know, along the way. The coaching staff, I thought, did a fantastic job this year in managing the highs and lows of an 82 game season. Again, you have to smooth out some of the bad times. You have to learn how to ride some of the good times, but again, I think with what we have in place here, that from our standpoint, we're gonna want to earn it each and every year, and I think there's a good possibility we can.
Andre's a veteran goalie with 300 plus games. What gives you confidence that he can make that next step, and that makes you think he hasn't reached his potential yet?
Well, I think in goalie years, he's still a relatively young goaltender. I think that, just seeing the transformation off the ice of what he's done or had to do to become a better pro. And I think that all the players, there is a process that they go through. They're very talented players in their own rights from like a talent standpoint that they possess, but to be an upper echelon player in the National Hockey League, there's other things that have to go in it, and most of those things are learned. Either they're learned through experience, learned through failures that you overcome and move forward with, and again the successes that give you that reinforcement that I'm on the right path. So Andre's no different than any other young player that gains the experience as time goes on. You have to earn it. You have to continue to do the things that have, given you that level of success, and you have to want to push beyond that. And you know, again, those are things that you see behind the scenes more so maybe than you get the opportunity to see away from the dressing room and the game. But when, you know, it's a process that I think those players have to go through, and he's one of them that has gone through some of that and has shown that improvement.
You personally really broke out of the mold people had tried to cast you in as the inactive GM, lots of activity heading up to the trade deadline. You mentioned it, the depth that you have on the team and the depth that you have underneath the team with people challenging two first-rounders this year. Having all that depth in all those areas, what opportunities does that open up for you to, you know, maybe pull off a big trade, package up one of those first-rounders, move prospects, move people you have? Is it more than it was in the past?
Well, I think that, again, you're approaching everything with the same mindset that you always have. You're open to trying and doing something. Now, again, there has to be a good fit. Like, you don't just trade the draft pick because you want to make a trade or bring in another player. I think that for us, you know, we've acquired some players. I think first and foremost, I have to see, what the opportunities are to keep some of that group together, see what some of the holes are that we might have to fill. And then, you have to look internally to see if there are options internally. And then you always keep your ear to the ground to see if there's, opportunities to, make a trade that the fit that you, even though you like the fit in here, you see that might be a better fit or move forward if it's an area of strength. The thing that really is, I guess, exciting for us is that, we're turning a lot of guys pro this year. We're taking that draft and develop model from the draft into the development stage for a lot of them. And that process in and of itself is a slow one. So players we drafted in 2010 are now, getting the opportunity to maybe turn pro here and see where they fit in the model of becoming players at this level. And, a guy like Ben Sherratt's a perfect example. It takes years of seasoning for some, but when they get their opportunity to play, it's gratifying to see them take that next step in the sense that they've earned that right to get there. It wasn't given to them. They've earned that right to say, okay, we need to make room for him, or we need to find, we need to make a move because this person is ready. And that's when you start to get depth and strength in an organization. And that's where, if you look at the franchises that have had success year after year, and kind of goes back to your question there, Paul, like, can you keep it going? If you can establish that group and you can establish that level of expectation and accountability amongst that group, and then you have people that keep pushing that level higher and higher and higher, that's when you become a team that has to be reckoned with each and every year. And I think we're on the way into that process. Now, it doesn't guarantee you that you're going to be in the playoffs each and every year. We've seen that with several organizations that made the playoffs last year. But all you can do is internally, take the steps to continue to have that internal push, that internal competition. The more players that we can have that are surprises at training camp, the easier it is for us to continue to sit here and say, we need to keep pushing that bar higher.
Kevin, the salary cap is said to be staying flat. I even think I've heard recently it may go down slightly this summer. How's that going to affect the summer that's ahead for you?
It's interesting. The salary cap, obviously, until it's set, I think there's going to be a lot of speculation as to what happens. There's some mechanisms. Obviously, a lot of it's tied to, the revenue. Well, it's all tied to the revenues, but there's some mechanisms within the CBA that either get put into place or not put into place that obviously, moves the bar one way or another. So it is a level, it's kind of a, frustration is not the right term, but just uncertainty until you know exactly where things go, because, again, it does have ripple effects around the league. You have to try and be as flexible as possible. You can't just jump out and overextend yourself, because every decision that you make in this game, from a financial standpoint, affects you for years and years, to come, positively and negatively. So you have to, really make sure that the numbers that you do give out fit, because there's not a lot of mechanisms, in the game to be able to have a correction if they don't fit properly. Well, thanks, everyone. I just I really want to extend my thanks to you guys here, and I know it's been an interesting year, and I really appreciate all your professionalism and your hard work over the year and over the years, and hopefully it was an exciting time for you guys to be a part of as well. So thanks very much, and wish everyone a good summer, and I'm sure we'll have a few more gatherings as we continue to go. So thank you, everyone.